The Girl of His Dreams by Donna Leone. Narrated by David Kalachi.
Der Tod macht mich nicht beben. Nur meine Mutter dauert mich. Sie stirbt vor Gram ganz sicherlich. Death does not make me tremble. I feel sorry only for my mother. She will surely die of grief. Die Zauberflöte, Mozart. Chapter 1. Brunetti found that counting silently to four, and then again and again, allowed him to block out most other thoughts. It did not obscure his sight, but it was a day rich with the grace and favor of springtime, so as long as he kept his eyes raised above the heads of the people around him, he could study the tops of the cypress trees, even the cloud-dappled sky, and what he saw, he liked. Off in the distance, if only he turned his head a little, he could see the inside of the brick wall and know that beyond it was the Tower of San Marco. The counting was a sort of mental contraction, akin to the way he tightened his shoulders in cold weather, in the hope that, by decreasing the area exposed to the cold, he would suffer it less. Thus, here, exposing less of his mind to what was going on around him might diminish the pain. Paula, on his right, slipped her arm through his, and together they fell into step. On his left were his brother Sergio, Sergio's wife, and two of their children. Rafi and Chiara walked behind him and Paula. He turned and glanced back at the children and smiled. A frail thing quickly dissipated in the morning air. Chiara smiled back. Rafi lowered his eyes.